Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show the Kansas City's ever had.
All right, we are wrapping up Coats for Kids 2021. Today is the finale. If you would like to make a donation, because we have gone strictly online donations this year because of the pandemic, and $20 buys a new coat for a needy child here in Kansas City. Obviously, do the math, $100 in donations will buy five new coats for needy children. Just go to KMBZ.com, click on the Coats for Kids logo at the top of the page. That will move you over to a secure donation site, and you can make your donation there. And let me just say in advance, thank you for your continued support. 19 years now, we've been doing Coats for Kids. We'd like to thank our partners over at Pinnacle Bank for their amazing support. And it just dawned on me when I said 19 years that today marks 25 years. Since I've been at this radio station.
I wondered if you would remember the anniversary. I have it in my phone.
It just dawned on me when I looked down at the bottom of my computer. I saw the date. December 3rd. I started December 3rd, 1996. Wow.
You don't know how old I was?
No, we do not, Sam.
Were you even alive?
I was not.
Okay. You're such a jerk.
I have also in my, this is so weird, in my calendar that our anniversary is on Monday, but that's not true.
No.
That's in February, is it not?
Monday would be the 15th anniversary of
the show.
The show starting.
Got it.
Your and my anniversary is January 30th.
Too many dates.
It'll be 10 full years. We will be moving into our 11th year together.
All I know is my key still works.
25 years. Damn.
Quarter of a century.
I know how long it is, Sam. Been a long time.
Feel old yet?
I'll tell you this.
Every day.
I will be on. It is amazing how quickly those years go by.
That picture of you from Lawrence, that was something that you posted on Facebook?
Yes, from when he was just starting out.
That was a year before I came here. That would have been in 1995, that picture I put on Facebook yesterday. Yeah. 25 years today.
Well, jeez. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Do you get like a...
Don't get a damn thing.
Bike in a box or something.
I didn't even get a hey partner, way to go. I didn't get anything.
Well, you didn't even remember until just now.
I totally forgot until just now when I looked down at the bottom of my computer and saw the date. Because when I said 19 years, I remembered I was here the year that this all started. Jane Graber and Russ Johnson were the folk. God bless Russ Johnson, who started it back in the day, and I was like, I was there for that. And then I looked down at my computer, I'm like, and I was there 6 years before that, too.
Yeah, you're there for a lot.
Okay.
From the text line, I can't believe they kept you this long.
Neither can I.
Really quick, not looking to make this a topic, but I've always had people tell me that deodorant is not always necessarily good for you. Not necessarily good for
you. Who wrote this story? Matthew McConaughey?
No, this is from KNBC, and don't you disparage my Matthew.
He doesn't wear deodorant.
Here's why. Several body sprays have been recalled due to a cancer-causing chemical, yet some still remain on shelves. It is called benzene, a known cancer-causing chemical found in over half of 108 batches of antiperspirant and deodorant body sprays from 30 different brands. That is according to a petition filed this month with the FDA. Benzene should not be used in the manufacture of drug substances or products because it is a class one solvent with, quote, unacceptable toxicity, according to the FDA. However, they allowed temporary use of benzene in liquid hand sanitizers during the pandemic, setting the upper limit to 2 parts per million. The EPA has set a much lower bar. You're just not supposed to have much of this because it causes leukemia, Scott.
Oh.
So last week, out of an abundance of caution, Procter & Gamble voluntarily pulled 17 different types, oh, good Lord, of Old Spice and Secret off the shelves. I use Secret. My sons use Old Spice.
Oh, so this is men's and women's deodorants.
Here we go. A number of other brands have not yet been recalled, including batches of Tag, Sure, Equate, Suave, Right Guard, and Brute that have levels of benzene at or above 2 parts per million. Additional batches and of antiperspirants and deodorants, which tested up to 2 parts per million, include products made by Summer's Eve, Right Guard, Power Stick, Soft and Dry, and Victoria's Secret.
Do the spray deodorants even work?
I think that they do.
Mine does.
But I want to be clear, this says these are body sprays.
You didn't say Axe. The one that you hate the most is not in there.
Every mother of a teenager does not like Axe. I don't see Axe in here.
I like Axe. I think it's good.
It smells like a 13-year-old boy and bad life choices.
I think all spray body sprays smell like that.
Axe smells like, what did you just say, a 15-year-old boy and bad life choices?
Yeah.
Monster in video games, baby.
Yeah. I'm going to put this on our Facebook page and all of our platforms because if you use spray deodorant, look at the ingredients and read this and compare.
Or just finish. You're not going to get leukemia on your next spray.
Well,
so
this is kind of like the baby powder that women were putting in their... Yes. That if you do it every single day, which most people do deodorant every single day, adds up.
But I get that. But let's not... Everybody's going to run home and there's going to be a run on roll-on deodorant at the Hy-Vee tonight.
So just a little more cancer is fine. But
yeah, you know what my dad used to use?
Just... You're not going to get it tonight.
Do you remember the disgusting cream? And it came in like a skull can, a skull-shaped can, and it was cream deodorant. So
that you would like dabble on your fingers?
You would put your fingers on it, and my dad used that.
And then just
that.
Like rub it into the hair?
Disgusting.
Just like get it in there real good?
Ugh, my dad used that for years. I can still see the small circular container that it came in.
And you'd have to, like, physically rub it into your pits?
You finger it and rub your pits.
Wow.
Disgusting. Ugh.
This is getting grosser and grosser by the
anyway,
word.
That's your public service announcement for the day. We are trying to get our good friend, Dr. Hawkinson, on the program at 4:15. He is in Florida. We're working on getting him in because...
Is he on vacation? We're bothering him on vacation?
No, I made sure he was not on vacation. He's down there for a family event.
Okay.
Not
Which
vacation.
Sounds like a vacation.
I just called KU and I'm like, I'm so sorry. Can we have Doc Hawk in like 6 minutes? Here's the deal. We are not going to talk about COVID per se, but there is a nationwide shortage right now of a very important treatment for anyone who has COVID. And the news broke this afternoon, as expected, that the Omicron variant is now in Missouri. The first presumptive positive test is now in Missouri. It's further east of here towards St. Louis. But we knew this was going to happen.
It's a matter of time.
Omicron is here. It's going to be floating around. And unfortunately, one of the treatments that so many patients are being told to go find, these infusion treatments to help once you have COVID, it is very difficult to find. And not just here. Nationwide, it is very difficult to find these infusions, and we're going to talk about why.
All right, we will ruin Dr. Hawkinson's vacation in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So the story was brought to our attention by one of Dana's friends who is not well and in need of some what are called monoclonal antibodies. And
yeah, she was in the ER, Scott. She is vaccinated, was in the ER with COVID, and they said to her, you have to go get one of these infusions, which helps. And I did not realize there is a nationwide shortage.
Has been for a couple of months.
Of this infusion.
Let's bring in Dr. Dana Hawkinson with the University of Kansas Health System. Doctor, let me say on Dana's behalf, we are horribly sorry for ruining your vacation, but we appreciate your patience and willingness to join us.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I think COVID is really ruining most people's lives, so it's really not a big deal about the vacation.
There you go.
Don't be too worried about it.
Well put. Hey, doctor, tell me first of all, what does this infusion do?
So the monoclonal antibody infusion, basically, the antibodies, you know, typically our bodies produce antibodies. We are able to produce antibodies in the lab, and that's what these antibody cocktails or infusions are. What they are able to do is go into your bloodstream and sweep up all of that free virus that is in your bloodstream or near where your cells are, where the infection is taking place, to really help prevent further cells in your body from being infected by all the replicating virus that's going on in those currently infected cells.
So my girlfriend, as you probably heard, doctor, went all over town trying to find a place who can do this infusion. Why is there a shortage? Is there a supply line issue? Is it a setup issue?
You know, I think different places have different reasons. First of all, is supply. Yeah, I think there is a national supply because I think demand has grown. In addition, we know that around our area and region, there are significant space issues as well as staffing issues. So there are a number of different reasons why it's more difficult now than, say, 2 months ago in getting these monoclonal antibody infusions. I think most of it, though, is that the demand is currently so great. We know that we are continuing to be in the midst of a Delta surge, as well as, you know, new cases of Omicron, which we have seen around the nation. So I think we are dealing with a combination of all those factors.
Is there a time when these monoclonal, I think I'm pronouncing that right, monoclonal antibodies are most effective? Is it right after you realize you might have COVID, or do you have to be in a really serious state
to be effective? What's your window?
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, in COVID-19, there are two basic stages, and one is the viral stage, and that's when you get infected, your body starts replicating the virus in those virally infected cells, and that typically lasts for about 7 to 10 days, and that is when the monoclonal antibodies are most effective. The sooner you can get those monoclonal antibodies after the onset of symptoms, when you have less of your cells infected, less overall viral burden, the better. But as you get past really that 10 days after onset of symptoms, that's when we have more of the inflammatory stage. That's when we are seeing more of the serious pneumonias where people are coming to the hospital at that point. And for the most part, most people really are not candidates for the monoclonal antibodies after that.
Because it's too late. I mean, basically.
It is too late. For most people, like if you're not immunosuppressed, your body has now taken care of the active viral replication within that first 10 days. You know, if you're immune suppressed, we have seen where you have longer periods of time, and so you may be a candidate at that point in time. But really, within those first 10 days is when your body is taking care of it. That's why if you have symptoms in the first couple days, those monoclonal antibodies are most effective at help preventing you from going to the hospital later on.
Let me ask you this, doctor, because my girlfriend is very, very resourceful, like crazy resourceful. Yeah. I mean, she said she pulled out all the stops. She called KU. She called HCA. She tried Advent. She was actually going to drive to Camden, Missouri on Monday for this. Yeah. So what would you tell people to do in the early stages when they are sick? Do you start with your primary care? Or because the primary care doctors don't really have the setup to provide this, do they? You kind of need a clinic.
Yeah, no, and all those places where she called are the exact right things to do. You know, University of Kansas Health System, we have been very good and had infusions at our infusion centers and in our emergency departments. We know that Advent and the other regional hospitals, Truman, had a very good system set up. So it's really trying to call those major hospital systems and trying to see if they have availability and the ability to do it at that point in time.
A little bit off base here, but you'll be very proud of me. I went and got my booster shot this morning.
Yeah.
And when I was waiting to get my shot, no fewer than two people came up to the pharmacy counter at this drugstore where I was and asked about these new take-home tests that are flying off the shelves at drugstores. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on those? Are they effective?
The testing? Yeah.
Yeah, the take-at-home, the little antigen take-home testing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think in the right circumstances. I think, you know, number one, we know that the antigen tests, they more accurately give you a true positive result when there is a lot of disease present in the community. We know that right now there is a lot of coronavirus disease present in the community. So if you get a positive, the chances are that it's a true positive and you really do have COVID. If you have a negative, it is still recommended that you go and get a PCR test, especially if you're symptomatic and or you know and understand that you have been exposed or maybe been in some of those high-risk situations such as being indoors in those larger group gatherings. But they have shown to be fairly accurate, especially if you're symptomatic, and just those reasons that I've said.
I have to ask this question because it's been bugging me all week, Doctor. There are places around town who are now providing the antibody test. Most notably, I believe it was the Johnson County Sheriff's Department, I believe, that are going to provide that. Yeah. What I don't understand about the antibody test is what good does that do when you don't know how long you are immune? I could take an antibody test today and I have this positive antibody test. I have the antibodies. It doesn't mean a hill of beans when my immunity could run out tomorrow or next week or next month. No one knows how long it lasts.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you're exactly right on the point that what do these tests mean? Many of the commercial tests, we know that they don't test for neutralizing antibodies. And neutralizing antibodies are the ones that really are like the monoclonal antibodies. They protect your cells from being infected from those other new free or replicating viruses. The other thing is there is, you know, recommendation, do not check the antibody levels because it will not give you an accurate account of your immunity to SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. Because we know, number one, that there are other aspects of immunity, and those are the T cells, which seem to be almost more important for protecting people against hospitalization, severe disease, and death. The antibodies are very good in those initial stages. And so that's very important to understand as well. And so the recommendation is really not necessarily to get an antibody test. It doesn't give you the full picture of your immunity. And just like you said, we know that in general states of infection or after vaccination, you will have very high levels of antibodies and they will decrease or contract. And that's just a natural part of the immune system. But luckily you have those memory B cells, which when you encounter the virus again, they quickly ramp up and create more antibodies even faster than before if you had never seen the virus before or if you've never had the vaccination. And so I think those are good points that you would make. And again, the official guidance is really there's not a need to check antibody levels because they don't give you the full answer of immunity.
Doctor, we have about a minute left or less, but we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about this new Omicron variant. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on this? How serious of a threat is this?
Yeah. You know, a lot of the smart people and World Health Organization and CDC are certainly concerned about it because of the number of mutations in spike, but also in some of the other proteins and other parts of the genome. I think we still need to figure out exactly what is the clinical and biological relevance of those mutations. How will it affect our immunity? And those are the big questions that are being answered. I'm optimistic, and I believe that the immunity that we have gained from vaccination and booster vaccination will continue to protect us and provide some protection against going to the hospital, severe disease, and death. We know that the Pfizer BioNTech CEO had said that as well, as opposed to the Moderna CEO. So I think those are large questions that are still waiting to be answered. I think the main point is we still need to find out the biological and clinical relevance of all those mutations. Is it more transmissible? But we know how to protect ourselves against it. And it's those non-pharmaceutical interventions such as masking, distancing, staying out of those high-risk situations like being indoors around a lot of people. And, of course, continuing to vaccinate. Get your vaccination if you haven't gotten it. Get your booster if you fall into that criteria where you should be getting your booster. And that will continue to provide some protection from going to the hospital and the ICU.
Always a pleasure to have you on, Dr. Dana Hawkinson with the University of Kansas Health System. We will now return you to your vacation.
Be well and have fun and be safe and travel safe, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thank you. Good talking to you. Anytime.
All right. Always a pleasure to have Dr. Dana Hawkinson with the University of Kansas Health System on the air. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Park.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've been going to DetroitNews.com a lot today for the latest on these parents of Ethan Crumbley, who is charged with four counts of murder and terrorism in connection with the high school shooting this week in Oxford, Michigan. The parents were charged earlier this morning with four counts of involuntary manslaughter for the way that they handled this whole situation, which is to say leaving the gun in a dresser drawer, ignoring the obvious signs that their son is in distress, including some drawings that a teacher photographed that he had made of a handgun with the words, "Help me, and I can't get the thoughts out of my head." The picture also included a bullet and a picture of a body that had been shot and some other words, including blood everywhere was one of the other things that he had written down on this piece of paper. The parents went on the lam this morning, or so we were led to believe. Their lawyer is telling a completely different story.
I'm not buying it. Their lawyer told multiple media outlets within the last hour that the couple really didn't flee, that they, quote, left town on the night of the tragic shooting for their own safety, and they will return to the area to be arraigned. They are not fleeing from law enforcement, despite recent comments and reports. BS.
I'm calling BS on all of that.
Yes, they fled. They skipped out on their arraignment this afternoon, Scott. Yep. And do you know judges love it when you skip out on your arraignment?
They do. So do prosecutors. And I will point out that the lawyers for the parents and the prosecutor were having many conversations behind the scenes long before they announced at 11 o'clock this morning that they were being charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter.
But they knew it was coming.
So that's my point. At no point did the lawyer say, okay, well, just so you know, don't go sending the sheriff's office over there to their house to arrest them. They're not going to be there. They have fled town for their own safety. That apparently was never said because the sheriff's office went looking for the parents and couldn't find them.
And then called the lawyer and said, where's your clients? And she replied, they are not responding to my phone calls or my texts. Now, do they have buyer's remorse now that they are fugitives? Maybe. Oh, we didn't mean to flee. We were looking for a Whataburger. Just stopped answering your phone calls. They are in a whole lot more trouble now that they skipped out on their arraignment.
Now, the attorney said, and if you just read this, let me repeat it. But this is a direct quote from the attorney. The Crumbleys left town on the night of the tragic shooting for their own safety. They are returning to the area to be arraigned. They are not fleeing from law enforcement, despite recent comments in media reports. And I think you and I both agreed a moment ago that that is bunk. That has to be bunk. They have known for at least 24 hours that they were going to be charged. I don't know how far away they fled for their own safety, but I imagine it wasn't halfway across the country. And so they could probably be back by, I don't know, this morning when they were charged. I'm not buying any of this.
What makes me sick, the more and more facts come out about this case, Scott, is that when the parents were called to this school on the day of the shooting, the gun was already out of their house and in that kid's backpack.
Which was right next to them as they were talking to the principal.
Right next to them as they were talking to the principal.
Yep. The backpack and the student were in the office with the parents as the administration was showing them the picture that their son had drawn in class the second time that a teacher had gone to the administration in as many days with concerns about this young boy. And according to the DA in her press conference this morning, Karen McDonald, she said that the parents insisted that their son be allowed to return to class.
The prosecutor actually says, I am in no way saying that in an active shooter situation, it should always result in criminal prosecution against the parents. But the facts of this case are so egregious. I'm angry as a mother. I'm angry as a prosecutor. I am angry as a person that lives in our country. And you have to remember that once those shots started ringing out inside this high school, this idiot's mother texted him, Ethan,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
In a future tense. Not, oh my God, is this you? We're hearing there's a shooting.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Hunker
what is
down.
Happening?
Hunker down, hide.
Call me. She only texted her son, Ethan, don't do it. And what does that say?
She knew.
Is why they are charged. They knew.
The father's first actions, as far as the DA knows, was shortly after word got out that there was an active shooter at the school. He phoned the sheriff's department to inform them that his gun was missing. He, too, must have known that it was his son and that gun responsible for the shooting that was going on at the school.
And with the mother's text after it happened, I have a feeling she knew what was going on, and this was kind of a delayed attempt at CYA.
I just don't understand how you are called into a principal's office and you are shown this evidence, because a teacher took photos of this on her cell phone and he is crying out for help. In fact, to your point, Scott, one of the sentences he wrote down, help me, I cannot get these thoughts out of my head. And you know as a parent that 4 days ago you bought him a gun and it is in an unlocked
Dresser drawer.
Unsecured dresser drawer. How do you not, anyone in the world, how would the first thing you do, how is it not, oh my God, where is that gun? Once you see the evidence that there is something seriously wrong with your son. And that's not what they did. They insisted he go back to class. Would you not race home, Scott, and make sure that that gun is still in that drawer?
I would not allow my son back in that school until I knew that my gun was secured. And probably after I got him some serious psychological assistance. And we are blaming, and the DA is blaming, of course, by the filing of these involuntary manslaughter charges. And I do think she's right. I think this is a smart play. Enough is enough. Those are her words today. And I agree. As a gun owner, I agree. Enough is enough. If you are going to be a gun owner, you have a responsibility to secure your weapons in your home, especially when you see that your son is writing on paper pictures of handguns, the words, help me, and I can't get these thoughts out of my head. This is a cry for help and a red flag if there ever was one. And anybody who owns a gun, who is a responsible gun owner, would agree with the words that are coming out of my mouth. Your gun should be locked.
Michael Kelly is a Michigan attorney who frequently represents expelled students, okay? He's quoted here in this New York Times article that warning signs at the school should have led the school to take more decisive action. However, because the accused shooter had no prior disciplinary record, the school's failure to act more decisively might fall into a legal gray area. Mm. And we asked this in the 2 o'clock hour. If you are an administrator or a counselor, do you have the bar none right just to kick a kid out after the drawing of the weapon and the help me and the I can't get these thoughts out of my head? I would assume the answer is...
It has to be yes.
Yes?
It has to be.
In this zero tolerance day and age...
And as the parents, and I think you alluded to this earlier, if you're seeing, and your son is sitting right next to you in the office, your son is right there. Okay, son, we're going to talk about what you drew later. We're going to get you the help that you obviously need. I need to know, do you have that gun with you? You say you don't? Okay, give me that backpack. I want to see your backpack right now. I don't trust you right now. I want to see your backpack. Open that backpack. Or get, better yet, give me the backpack and I'll open it. And I think any parent with a brain.
No, I disagree with you. Not these parents, because when she heard that the teacher took a photo of these disturbing images, his mother wrote, and I quote, LOL, because this is so funny. LOL, I'm not mad at you, she texted her son. You have to learn not to get caught.
Well, that's great. Where are these parents? And it is 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Sam, will you look up if Detroit is on Central or if it is on Eastern? I believe it is on Eastern time, which would make it nearly 6 o'clock in Detroit, Michigan. If I'm not mistaken, Detroit is in the Eastern time zone. And they have not been turned in yet. They have not allowed themselves to be arrested, which means that they will not be arraigned today.
Detroit is in the Eastern time zone.
Okay.
It's 5:45.
So it is 5:45 in the evening in Detroit, Michigan. And they were arraigned, or check that, they were charged at 11 o'clock Kansas City time this morning, or at least that's when it was publicly announced.
Law enforcement officials say the parents remain missing, and the country's fugitive apprehension team, FBI agents, and United States Marshals are looking for them. Quoting here from Sheriff Michael Bouchard, they cannot run from their part in this tragedy.
Don't forget, it is the final day for Coats for Kids 2021. $20 can buy a new coat for a needy child here in Kansas City. If you can make a donation of any size, we would appreciate it. I know the children of Kansas City appreciate it. I've seen it as these coats have been distributed in years past. It is a remarkable event. Go to KMBZ.com, click on the Coats for Kids logo at the top of the page. It'll take you to a secure site where you can make your donation. Coats for Kids 2021. Want to thank our partners over at Pinnacle Bank for their incredible support with Coats for Kids 2021. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news.
I am still living with your ghost.
Busby's already talking smack on our challenge. What's the name of the place that just opened? Game show?
We have challenged KMBC and News to a game show battle in Overland Park.
Game show battle, that's right.
And Brian Busby just posted, I will not talk smack on social media. I will let our team's work do the talking. You name the place and time.
And then Dana said off the air, Sam. Busby then wrote, we're going to smoke you faster than Neville Miller says, Kamsey with.
So funny.
I love it. Let's do it.
Kamsey with her. Bob in Kansas City. Bob, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I was wanting to weigh in when you all were discussing what authority the administrators might have had to remove
yes.
students in the building. I had a situation where my child made an online threat, basically a threat they were going to do something at the school, and not only they were removed, it was they attend one of the large Johns County school districts. It was a mandatory 10-day out-of-school suspension, and before they were allowed to return, they had to meet with what was essentially a jury composed of principals from like two or three other schools and plead their case. And there wasn't even a question of a weapon, that just an online post, and it was automatic 10 days, not allowed on the property.
Can I ask you, Bob, did this person level a specific threat against a specific group or individual?
There was specific that the school, not any particular individual or group, and it wasn't like a social media post. It was a private chat, but another parent took a picture of this and showed it to the administrators. And I mean, we had to meet with the district attorney, we had to meet with district officials. I had to meet with the SRO and explain that there were absolutely no weapons of any kind that student had, and there were still 10 days not allowed on any district property, not only the school that they attended, but anything else associated with our school district.
Bob, thank you for the call, man.
Yeah, thank you for your honesty as we try to sort out. It just feels like there were so many opportunities to stop this. And that's why mom and dad are on the lam, and also why they have been charged.
And after any of these shootings, whether they're in school or not, we have a tendency to look back and say, well, why wasn't that scene? Why wasn't that scene? Maybe they should have seen this, or maybe they could have seen that.
We have evidence that they saw this.
I don't.
In her text that says, Ethan, don't do it.
I'm trying to rack my brain to think of a time in all of the school shootings that you and I have had to talk about over the years, all the just shootings, mass shootings that we've had to talk about. I'm trying to recall a time where the warning signs were so obvious, where the mistakes were so blatant, where the safeguards that should be in place were so easily ignored. And I can't think of one. And I am furious with these parents. And I'm feeling things I think you felt at Sandy Hook when we were talking about that years ago. I am furious.
And I have always said, and I will stand by it, had she not been killed, she is as culpable, if not more culpable, than these two dingbats in Michigan. You can't prosecute the Sandy Hook shooter's mother because she's dead.
Last word goes to Scott in Independence. Scott, hello.
Hi, Scott, Dana. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Long-time listener. I had a comment, and then I just wanted to ask you all your opinion on something.
Okay.
Regarding this school incident and this idiot and the parents. Sam answered my question, but who was the rocket scientist that allowed this kid to go back to class?
That was a mutual decision by the principal and the insistence of the parents, yes.
Well, in my opinion, and tell me if I'm wrong, that principal should be terminated immediately.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you on that.
And the other thing I wanted to ask both of you, if either one of you were that principal, looking at that evidence that they were obviously looking at, have allowed that child to go back to the classroom?
The answer, at least from my vantage point, is absolutely not. I said in the 2 o'clock hour, I would have told the parents he needs to be removed from school definitely for today, that being Tuesday, I think it was, and we will begin working on a plan to readmit him into the school, but it will not be until or unless he gets the help that he so desperately needs.
If and when mom and dad are caught, you will hear it here first.
Yes.
As of 4:58 on this Friday, they are still on the run.
Which is 6 o'clock in Detroit. 6 o'clock at night. Festivus Friday is next, ladies and gentlemen. Get in early. 576-7798. Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances, brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. When we return here on Dana and Parks as we wrap up Coats for Kids 2021. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And a message coming from my eyes says, leave it alone.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.